This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9. Bent Notes is our weekly jazz program going to air each Sunday night.
My guest on Bent Notes is a member of the organising committee for the Marysville Jazz and Blues Weekend, happening this year on the weekend of October 19 to 21. Bill Bate has the job of liaising with the artists this year, has already locked in over 40 artists for what looks like an amazing weekend of jazz and blues. It is my great pleasure to welcome to Bent Notes Bill Bate. Welcome.
Thank you very much for having me.
A pleasure indeed, Bill, when we're talking jazz or blues, particularly jazz, on a jazz program such as Bent Notes. You are part of the organising committee for what's the fourth year this year, isn't it?
It is the fourth year, absolutely. Yeah, we've been going strong and getting better and better every year. So.
You certainly have. I've had the great pleasure of being at the festival every year, being able to walk around to the various sites and enjoy everything. But let's take a step back. You're on the committee. How did you manage to get there?
Look, I was involved. I've only been living in Marysville for a few years now. I've moved up from Melbourne. I was involved in a very small capacity last year and just sort of the first year in and meeting new people up here. And this year I'm a musician myself, really find music something that is important to me in my day-to-day life. And I just really want to get people up here and loving music and enjoying music just like I do.
What instrument do you play, Bill?
I'm a drummer.
A drummer. Excellent. Jazz drummer or some other genre?
Oh, look, dabble a little bit in the jazz field, but mostly blues and folk, a little bit of pop stuff.
Excellent. And how long have you been playing drums, Bill?
Started in high school, so 15 or 20 odd years.
It's a long time to sit there drumming, isn't it?
It is.
What is it, do you think, that keeps a musician enjoying what they do?
To me, it's about the response you get from the crowd, number one. Number two, it's about working with like-minded people and really being involved and in part of a community. And that's what I really loved about it, working in Melbourne. You know, I love being involved in the community, and that, you know, one of the reasons I took on this role up here is to just keep my finger on the pulse a little bit in Melbourne, even though I'm a few hours away or an hour and a half away.
Will we be seeing you perform this year, Bill?
No, I won't be performing this year.
We might keep that for a later year, perhaps?
Possibly, yeah.
Because there are a number of locals in the Marysville area who do participate in the program, which is great to see.
Absolutely, there is, yeah.
Now, I also think you're a bit of a photographer.
I certainly am, yeah. That's another big passion of mine.
So what is it about photography that draws you in?
Look, it's much like music, I think. I think I prefer, I really like something that is a part artistic and part real brain work. So that mix between the two, that's what I really thrive in and that's what I love.
What type of photography do you prefer?
Mostly landscape work. Obviously, being up around here, we don't have any shortage of that.
No, you've got some beautiful landscape up there.
We certainly do.
Yeah. Although I was up there a couple of months after the fires a few years ago, and the landscape was just, it was just so challenging to look at, all these black branches, black trunks of trees around. It was so nice to be able to go back the last two years during the festival and see the places coming back to life, looking green and healthy and fit again.
Look, it really is, and the community is really thriving. You know, we're loving it up here.
Do you do other works other than landscape, photography-wise? Do you do music?
I do, yeah. I worked out of a small studio in Melbourne when I was living in Melbourne and did a lot of promotional work for bands and press kits, the like, and I still, again, I sort of dabble in that, though not as much as I'd like to. Difficult travelling all the way down all the time, but yeah, I definitely did it for a long time. I was pretty heavily involved in the scene in Melbourne for a while.
So it sounds as if you're just the right person to be the artist liaison part of the committee this year, Bill.
Look, I hope so. I hope it all works out. You know, I'm really pumped about the lineup, and I'm really happy, and I think it's going to be a great festival.
It's going to be an absolutely magnificent festival. Now, I did make brief mention of the fact that there are a number of performers who live in the area. And isn't it great that a festival of Marysville is able to utilise the talents of the local musicians?
Yeah, it is. It is. It's really, really good that there's people around in town and really pushing. And I mean, there's a big music history here. That's what brought, you know, a lot of people up here in the early days, you know, the old big ballrooms. And, you know, it's good that it's continuing.
It is absolutely amazing to see that the city has rebirthed itself since the fires. The city is looking and feeling warm and welcoming, and the local artists are performing. Certainly I saw Bev Fraser last year at Crossways, and that was an amazing experience. And I've got a little bit of music from Bev just to whet our appetite for just some of what we'll hear this year at the festival. And this is Moondance from Bev Fraser, who is one of the residents up in the Marysville area and will be performing at this year's Marysville Festival of Jazz and Blues.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance. With the stars up above in your eyes, a fantabulous night to make romance. Neath the cover of October skies, all the leaves on the trees are falling. Feel the sounds of the breezes that blow, and I'm trying to place to the calling of the heartstrings a place of delight.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Find more Joycasts and show blogs, go to joy.org.au.
Bill, we've been talking about where you fit into the picture, but I think it's important we probably also talk about the artists that will actually be performing this year at the festival. You've got some headliners.
We do, yeah. We've got two big iconic Australian artists really playing, headlining the festival. The Friday night will be the Black Sorrows, and the Saturday night will be Renee Geyer, and we're super happy to have them. You know, they're really iconic Australian artists.
They are indeed. And they'll be in the community centre?
They will be in the community centre, yep, both nights.
I was very pleasant, or I have been very pleasantly surprised the last couple of years when I walked toward this, what looks like a big box as a community centre, walk in and then find that the sound is just superb. It's not a basketball court with sound going all around the place. It's been so nicely done that you can hear everything that's happening. It's fantastic.
Yeah, look, we work really hard on getting good sound and treating the artists right. You know, they should have a stage that, you know, has everything that they need. So we work really hard on that. It's very important.
Yeah, to have Joe and the Black Sorrows and Renee Geyer up there on the stage, it'll be just a fantastic experience to sit there listening.
It will, absolutely. And really excited.
No doubt they will be some fun shows too.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
So you've got Renee on the Saturday night, and then you've got Joe and the Black Sorrows on the Friday night.
Yep, that's correct. Yep.
What a great way to spend our Friday and Saturday night in October.
Definitely.
Exactly. So they're fantastic headliners. They should draw the crowds in. Just to see them alone would be amazing. But you've got lots of other guests. I think you've got about 40 or so artists lined up so far. What are your top five artists you've lined up from the jazz perspective?
Yeah, look, it's difficult to pick out a top five, but I'll just say the ones that I'm super excited about. We've got, you know, Dr. Krask and his Swinging Elixir, which are a 1930s and 40s. Wing band, lots of up and dancing and getting your feet moving. I'm super excited about that.
That'll be superb.
Ben Charnley's quartet. He plays modern jazz and he's a drummer like me. studied in New York. He's bringing his quartet up, and you know they should be really great.
Is Ben from Melbourne?
He is from Melbourne. Yeah, he went over and studied. I don't know how long ago, but he went over and studied. I think a master's in New York, and he's back here now playing. Yeah, we're happy to have him.
That'll be superb stuff. Yes. Who else have we got?
Certainly will. One of my favourites, which I can't wait to see, is Hoodoo Mayhem. They're a New Orleans-style brass band.
Oh, okay.
And they'll be roaming the streets, just getting everyone in the mood a little bit. So I'm really excited about that.
So they're not on a stage, they're just wandering around?
Look, they will be both. We've got them on a stage in the afternoon, and then they'll be wandering around the festival as well.
That'll give a great atmosphere to the township of Marysville, which is a small township. And if they're wandering around, you'll be able to hear it around the entire township, I reckon.
Yeah, look, it's something we really concentrated on this year is to get out on the street. So as you're walking from venue to venue, you can ear and feel the sounds of the festival going on or the weekend going on. You know, we really want you to be involved in all aspects.
Fantastic. Who else have we got?
Got an old favourite from the festival, Shiraz,
who
play most years, trad jazz and Dixieland, and they're great. They're always great to see.
Oh, very. And Matt is such a great MC and entertainer himself, let alone put him with the band.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. Certainly is. So, and then we've got a few other sort of early jazz and blues again. Dixies.
Right.
My fault there. let's pronounce that correctly.
You've put them on the program just to test your pronunciation, haven't you?
Yes. Yes, and that clearly failed. So they're early jazz and blues from the 1920s and 30s. And we've got Jam Jar as well, another Melbourne band from that are 20s and 30s as well, that are upbeat, danceable, trad jazz. And
we've
really got lots of people from the early 20s, early 30s, 40s, sort of the golden era of music up here, I reckon.
The golden era of trad jazz. Jam Jar, I had Lauren Malavi in, it was about a couple of weeks ago, they were doing a gig down here for, it was a gig to support children who were in detention. And it was great to talk to her about that, but the band Jam Jar, which I'd never heard of before. So I'm looking forward to seeing them perform up there at Marysville.
Yeah, so are we.
And you've got a couple of big bands, I see. You've got Big Band Frequency coming along.
Yes, we certainly do. We've got a few big bands. We've got them coming to play, and then we've got the Dandenong Rangers Hot Jazz Orchestra.
Now, were they there last year, I think?
They were, yeah.
They were superb, both in terms of the sound and their presentation. They're all done up to the nines, and their vocalists were certainly not in the styling, clothing styling of these days. They were back in the 20s and 30s in their stylings. It was beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It should be great. Should be a great afternoon.
It will indeed. What else have we got to look at? Well, blues, I suppose. You've got to have some blues in the jazz and blues weekend.
We do certainly have blues. We've got plenty of blues as well for those who indulge in that side of the field. Look, I suppose the people that I'm excited about there, I've got a guy coming over from Perth, Matty T. Wall, and he's just a really great player. Really excited to have him. We've got an old swamp blues player called T.K. Reeve, and he's really exciting to see. He plays really old traditional swamp blues. Another great performer, Julian James. He's really, really exciting. We've got Justin Yap Band, who play most years up here, and they're stellar musicians, all of them. We've got One Night Only, which is a Blues Brothers review band, which has put together really the cream of the blues scene in Melbourne, and are doing a Blues Brothers review show, so that should be fun.
That will be great fun, I reckon. Where are they performing? Do we know yet?
Yeah, they're at the community stadium again.
Oh, excellent.
They should be great.
That'll be amazing.
I saw them play at a venue in Melbourne, and they're fantastic.
Oh, amazing. Anything else on your list of things that just stand out for you?
Look, I guess everyone sort of seems to, you know, I've really tried to put a lineup for me that really excites me. So I don't think there's anyone really that I'm not looking forward to see. I think you could walk into any venue here at any time and see some really amazing musicians. And that's really what I've tried to do, get a decent variety and just really high quality musicians. So. Well, it should be a great weekend.
I think you've certainly done that. You have a great variety of artists performing. All the details are on the website, which is marysvillejazzandblues.com. It's a great website this year, Bill. It's very easy to navigate, very easy to get in all the information. We should just mention that Marysville is not just a location where you drive up from Melbourne and see the gig, then come back to Melbourne the same day. You've got lots of accommodation, and that's how we stayed last year. And we were staying Crossways, it was. Just on the edge of the township, and we were able to walk everywhere, turn the car off on the Friday afternoon and didn't turn it back on until Sunday. So you've got lots of options around.
That's what's great about the festival, you know, you or the weekend, you can come up and everywhere's a walk. You're obviously walking around a beautiful little township. Just come and get involved, basically.
Which is great to do. So the locations you've got performing this year, you've got the community centre, of course. Crossways are still in the mix.
Yes, they are. We've got a stage set up at the Vibe. There's an outdoor stage set up on the main street of town, and then there's multiple street performing stages as well.
Oh, that'll be marvellous. That'll be absolutely superb to see all this happening. I think last year there was some shows in the smaller room at the community centre. Have we got shows there this year?
At the moment, no, we don't have any shows upstairs there. There may be some workshops up in that area, but we've got a brand new facility that's been built in town, Arts Community Centre.
So, oh, really?
I'll probably be there, yeah.
Oh, I look forward to seeing that. And yeah. I have another message that's just come in from Bev Fraser. She says, and the Navy Band.
Yes, the Navy Band are playing as well. The Admiral's own big band are playing.
Oh, really?
Which we're really exciting about. Yeah, they're, again, great musicians. I think it's an 18-piece or a 19-piece band. So they're playing this Saturday morning.
Wow, that'll be superb. What an amazing weekend you've got lined up.
Yeah.
You really have. So. And Bev, I can see, is writing me a message as we speak, but she's not getting there quick enough because I can't. I can't just sit here and say nothing. Now, so we've got all these things happening, all the performers lined up, lots of things to see and do in Marysville, because it's not just a case of coming up and going to this gig and that gig. It's a case of wandering up the street, having a look at the shops that you've got around, certainly dropping into the cafe on the corner there.
Yep.
I remember.
There's plenty of great walks and the falls.
Oh, Stevenson's Falls, of course.
Aren't we? So, you know, you can have an afternoon off and go and see places around town. It is really a fantastic area.
It really is. I must admit, we didn't have time last year for Stevenson's Falls. I might have to take Monday off as well, I think.
Why not?
Now, the program's not quite ready for publication, I hear. How long do you reckon that's away before we can know what we've got to tick off on our list?
It's very soon. It's all locked in. It's all very soon. So in the next couple of weeks, I'd expect...
That will be superb. In the meantime, MarysvilleJazzAndBlues.com is the website. All the details there about the artists. In the next couple of weeks, the program will go up. There's certainly the link in there to tickets. And now you're offering tickets that are either the entire weekend or bits and pieces.
Yes, absolutely. We've got 3-day tickets, we've got 2-day tickets, 1-day tickets, nighttime tickets for the Friday and Saturday night shows. So, you know, there's really no excuse not to come up, even if you've only got a little bit of time off from work or whatever. But, you know, the best experience is the full weekend.
Fantastic. Well, Bill, thank you so much for your time tonight. I really do appreciate that. It's been great to hear about the artists and the setup in the township this year for the Marysville Jazz and Blues Weekend, October 19 to 21. I look forward to meeting you when I pop up this year to enjoy the festival. Or I should say the weekend, shouldn't I? Not the festival.
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we keep saying the festival, but it is a weekend.
It's a weekend. It's an entire weekend in Marysville. I've just got to get into that habit again.
Yeah, there's a festival vibe, though, going on, for sure.
Good to hear. And I've got a piece of music from one of your performers, Jade Kerber, and Haptica is the name of Jade's album. A piece of music I've got here called Devil's Luck. So, Bill, thank you again, and I wish you all the luck in the world for this year's Marysville Jazz and Blues Weekend.
Thank you very much.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.